Hey, it's Outside the Box, looking at what's not being talked about. Today's topic is Tax the Rich. In a previous Outside the Box, I reviewed a number of interesting referendum questions on the November 8th ballot in Maine, legalizing recreational marijuana, background checks on all gun sales, raising the minimum wage, and ranked choice voting for determining election winners. But the question I think may be the most interesting, and maybe the least noticed, is question 2. This would add a 3% additional tax to Mainers with taxable incomes above $200,000 a year. That money would be used to more adequately fund kindergarten through 12th grade public education. Why is this question so important? I think it could reverse a trend towards taxing low-income people more and wealthy people less, percentage-wise. It would encourage progressive taxation based on the ability to pay. This initiative is not just about taxation. It would put all money raised in a fund to advance public kindergarten to grade 12 education. While private charter schools are gaining increasing support, public education is losing out. Money from this fund would be earmarked just for, quote, direct support for student learning, end quote, not for administration. The Maine legislature has not funded in over a decade the 55% of the money required for public education that it promised by law to provide. Money raised through question 2 could ensure the state reaches that 55% figure. But what interests me especially is that those with the highest incomes would pick up the tab for the new fund. If a person had $300,000 of taxable income, they would pay an additional 3% on $100,000, the amount exceeding the base $200,000 income. That extra tax would be $3,000. A person with $1 million in taxable income would pay 3% on the extra $800,000, or an additional $24,000 in taxes. These are the same higher-income Mainers who have benefited the most from recent tax cuts. Taxation policies have favored higher-income people for several decades. Income tax brackets for federal returns have shrunk. A millionaire pays not much more in taxes by percentage, 39.6%, as someone making the median income of about $50,000 at 25%. Because wealthy people get much or all of their income from capital gains, taxed at 15 to 20%, they benefit that way as well. In the 1950s and 60s, the federal income tax rate was over 90% for millionaires. Corporate income taxes in Maine are also low, ranging from 3.5% for very small companies to just under 9% for those with profits over $250,000. And let's look at other taxes, like sales taxes. It's unlikely that a person with $200,000 in taxable income will buy four times as much taxable stuff, appliances, toilet paper, aspirin, CDs, as someone with $50,000 of taxable income. Or estate taxes. Those only kick in when the estate is more than $5.45 million, so only the very wealthy might have to pay, if it doesn't go into some non-taxable foundation or other tax shelter. How about the gas tax? It has a higher impact on those in rural areas, they drive more, and on those with older, less fuel-efficient vehicles. Many of those are lower-income folks who pay more than higher-income people. The same is true for taxes on food. Taxable foods like soda, chips, and cheap takeout are probably more often consumed by people who either don't have much money or much time. Other taxes that may be higher for those with low incomes, the cigarette tax. Service provider taxes for expenses like mental health or physical disability care. Satellite TV and phone service. and rental of household items. So it's really the regular working person who's paying the most into the system, percentage-wise, compared to either businesses or the wealthy. This referendum, if passed, would bring a little more equity to an unfair taxation system. What's your tax rate, if any? Do you think tax rates should be more progressive, with much higher rates for higher incomes? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting people who get paid less, through no fault of their own, to pay much lower taxes.